if somebody doesn't go to a church or temple, you know, how can we interact with them? There has been a lot of abuse that has happened in the religion. And of course, abuse has happened because of atheism also. You know, the USSR and China were officially atheistic. And still, the number of people who were killed in state-administered violence is actually 3 times more than the number of people who were killed in all forms of religious violence, including World War I and World War II. So the point is that there's a lot of negative press, negative propaganda associated with religion. Because many people prefer to be atheistic. So if actually more than atheistic, there is a whole idea called apathism. Apathism is I just don't care. I'm apathetic about whatever all this is. So for such people, if they are interested in a rational discussion, then we can talk about universal principles. We can talk about how consciousness just cannot be explained materialistically. We can explain how the explainability of science requires an explanation. Science explains nature, but why is it able to explain nature? Its explainability requires an explanation. Basically, there are rational ways in which we can present universal spiritual principles to them. So for them, if we present specific cultural details, present Krishna as God, they'll be put off. But if we present universal spiritual principles that make sense rationally, then they can become attracted. More importantly, as I said again, if people see that our spiritual practices, whatever they are, they make us better human beings. Say, you know, what is it that makes you tick? They will become more open at that time. So there are some people who are not going to be interested. So we just keep a distance from them. But others, we can find out, even if they are not interested in religion, they all may have some openness towards something spiritual. And they are interested in experiential spirituality. Then we can try to present, we can try to give them books about Krishna consciousness that focus on the experiential aspect. You know, a major way in which outreach is happening in today's world is through memoirs, through autobiographies. Because people are not interested. You know, if this is the truth, people don't accept it. You know, this is what you should do. Get lost. People don't accept that. But this is what works for me. Oh, it works? Please tell me how it works. So the idea is that, you know, there's so much chaos and confusion that people want to know if something works for you. But as soon as we make it dogmatic, this is the way it is, or this is what you should do, then people are alienated. So if a couple comes and says to a group of young couples, you know, we have been happily married for the last 30 years. Young couples will want to know, how did you do it? Yes, we want to know about it. But if that same couple comes and says, we have been happily married for the last 30 years, and we believe that divorce is a sin against God, anyone who is divorced is condemned. Say, you are condemned, get lost. So we have to present Krishna consciousness in a non-dogmatic, experiential way. This is what has worked for me. And if there are many devotees who are writing in that genre. When we present it that way, then even such people can become attracted. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions?